Yes, sir. So, on today's edition of the Wrestling Takeover podcast, we're just going to have a great conversation on a lot of topics, and here is what we're going to be talking about. First, regarding AEW's portion of the conversations. The first one we're going to talk about is, how do I feel about Mercedes Moné, and who will her first rivalry be up against? I got my thoughts and opinions. We'll get to that. Also, booking AEW's newest pay-per-view, AEW Dynasty. I'll give you guys my thoughts on that. Regarding Jay White, I see a lot of things going on regarding Jay White, and I'm going to give you guys my honest, unfiltered opinion on Jay White, where he stands right now, and why I feel Tony Khan is listening. And I'm also going to be talking about my honest thoughts and opinions on Darby Allin, and I mean the crazy spot that that dude did in Revolution. So we're going to talk about that as well. And then also, when it comes to the WWE, we're going to be talking about Steve Austin. We're going to talk about the women's championships. People are calling Io Sky boring, Rhea boring, the women's tag team championship situation. People are saying that Jade Cargill, they want her to compete at WrestleMania, and why I feel WWE really shouldn't be rushing her, to be honest. And then I'm talking about also WrestleMania, why I kind of feel it's being just thrown together with scotch tape, to be honest with you. So I'll give you guys my opinions on that. And then the last topic, we're going to go really unfiltered, really in-depth on fans wanting Liv Morgan to be a part of the Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch match and making a potential triple threat. So all that coming up next, right here after the intro. Let's get into it. This is the Wrestling Takeover.
Welcome to... You're listening to the Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the band behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? It's Jordan Turner, host of the Wrestling Takeover podcast. I'm back once again with another audio video conversation right here on the digital airwaves of YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Be sure, don't forget, subscribe to the Wrestling Takeover on those following platforms. Leave me a comment down below on this recent episode. I'm interested to know your thoughts and opinions on everything that I will be discussing in this conversation. We got a lot to talk about, but I want to let y'all know right now, I'm a little under the weather, so if you hear a lot of the sniffling and stuff, I sincerely apologize, but I kind of want to get a podcast out. I have a lot of topics that I feel like, me personally, I want to really get off my chest. And I also want to point out, lastly, before we get into the topics at hand, if you're just finding the Wrestling Takeover, I appreciate you tapping in. I appreciate you subscribing. And I want you guys to enjoy what you hear. And I bring a lot of great, valid points and views to the table that not a lot of people in the community really bring up. You know, people are kind of scared to kind of go against the fourth wall and just be unfiltered. Like I said, all these opinions that I'm going to be laying out to you guys is from the heart. I genuinely mean it. And I've always had this quote where I say what I say and I mean what I say. I try to mean no disrespect. I try to always be lenient and just be myself. Because at the end of the day, I'm a wrestling fan. I love this business. I want to be a part of this business from a creative standpoint. But we need a lot of people in the community that just need to be honest and upfront with if it's all the reporting, if it's the wrestling, reviews and stuff. Y'all just got to be honest and be real with your audience, because your audience is going to eventually see right through you and think you're bullshitting. You feel me? So you always want to be transparent and real. And that's what you guys can get every single episode of the Wrestling Takeover. And most definitely, this is undisputed. You're not going to find anyone that's more creative than I am. That's just how I genuinely feel. I built my brand on creativity and honesty and just being unfiltered and just blunt with my opinions without being personal and taking personal jabs at people in the industry. So everyone's entitled to their own opinion as well. And everybody is able to say whatever they want to say. So let's get right into it. I just wanted to let y'all know that just for the new people that is finding the Wrestling Takeover, I want you guys to understand why I do what I do and say the things that I say. So let's get right into it. Let's start first with all of the topics pertaining to All Elite Wrestling. Now, the first topic that I want to talk about is how I would debut Mercedes Moné and who will her first rivalry be up against. Now, when the first rivalry comes in for Mercedes Moné, she is going to be debuting next week in Boston, Mass at the TD Garden. My nigga, I'm pumped. I'm pumped for Mercedes Moné. She is one of my favorites of all time when it comes to bout for bout, you know, in the ring. She's incredible. I know a lot of WWE stans are going to be belittling her, disrespecting her. But at the end of the day, yo, y'all are just not fans of Mercedes Moné. And that's just how it is. And by the way, too, everything that I say on my show, I would say to your face if we were just having a great conversation. Everything that I'm saying and the way the attitude is, all that shit, I kind of like to turn it up a little bit, give you guys some type of personality, some type of just real emotion. You understand? So I would be talking to you like this if we were face to face. So but Mercedes Moné, I'm very excited. I can't wait for Mercedes Moné to debut next week at the TD Garden. Now, how would I debut Mercedes Moné? Now, Toni Storm, you know, she defeated Deonna Purrazzo, and I've kind of been in the camp. Now, I'm kind of backing out of it now, but I've kind of been in the camp of, you know what, fuck it. Let's have Mercedes Moné jump right in front of the line and take on Toni Storm at AEW Double or Nothing in May, right? A lot of people agreed with that sentiment. Some didn't. And I feel like now when I was sitting back before, you know, I was going through my notes and just what type of conversations I wanted to talk about on my show today, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? There's a plan B that I would do. And this is why I'm saying I'm creative. I'm just different in that category. You feel me? I'm able to come up with different scenarios, not just stick to the main course. You understand? So I would love to see Mercedes Moné challenge Toni Storm for the AEW World Women's Championship. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I've been kind of seeing teases as of late, man, at the post-show media scrum with Toni Storm there, talking about, you know, Toni Khan was promoting a show on March 13th at the TD Garden in Boston. And, you know, he was talking about how it's big business. You know what I mean? And Toni Storm is big business. You feel me? She's been carrying the women's division on her back. The women's division has some promise. You have some players there like Sky Blue, Julia Hart. Those two girls are going to be incredible as the future pillars for that women's division. You got Thunder Rosa. You got Chris Statlander. We'll get to her in a bit. But you got a returning Britt Baker, hopefully. I know people want to see Britt Baker and Mercedes Moné go one-on-one in a feud. People also want to see Soraya and Mercedes Moné. I think AEW is going to hold off on Mercedes Moné versus a Soraya maybe down the line. But I know for a fact, and this is why I brought it up, and this is why I want to really kind of hold it home, because I still feel this way. You know, we don't know when Jamie Hayter is going to come back. You know, I love Jamie Hayter. She's one of my personal favorites, not only in the women's division in AEW period, and in women's wrestling in general, and just pro wrestling in general. I love Jamie Hayter. I was very hurt when she got, you know, when she got injured. I was very hurt by that because I thought we were going to get a feud, a great feud and a great match between Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter. And ultimately, we didn't. You feel me? We didn't get that. So that sucks. But I know everybody, when Mercedes Moné was rumored to be coming in, everybody in the IWC, oh, we need Jamie Hayter. We need Mercedes Moné. AEW Wembley, the United Kingdom. Let's get it for the AEW Women's Championship. I feel y'all on that. I would love to see that. But here's the thing, you know, Jamie Hayter, you know, if she gets the opportunity, she's going to have to lose. You know what I mean? I don't think that's right for her. I think, honestly, I would love to see Jamie Hayter versus Mercedes Moné. And maybe that does happen in Wembley. But when Jamie Hayter comes back, you know, AEW has a lot of opportunities. You can do Jamie Hayter versus Britt Baker. I still need that rivalry. Hopefully we get it. Maybe we get Saraya and Mercedes Moné down the line this year. And then, obviously, you know, Jamie Hayter and Mercedes Moné, which is the biggest women's match you can do in the division, in my personal opinion. Now, a lot of people want Mercedes Moné to become the AEW Women's Champion immediately out of the gate. I feel the same way, but honestly, here's my thoughts on that. Instead of doing that, instead of rushing, because I genuinely feel if they do that, a lot of fans are going to be like, oh my God, why are they rushing her down our throats? Why are they shoving her down our throats? We get it. Mercedes Moné is popular and all this other stuff. Listen, she's the best female wrestler in the game today. That is just my personal opinion. You might think otherwise, and I want to know in the comments, who do you feel, in your opinion, in ring from bell to bell is better than Mercedes Moné? Let's start that conversation. I'm interested. So, let me know in the comments. Now, if Toni Storm doesn't face Mercedes Moné versus Chris Statlander for the TBS Championship, I think would be a prize for Mercedes Moné. And she can bring prestige to that championship. That's what I want y'all to understand. Like, I want to put it in your guys' head. Like, yes, Mercedes Moné, Jamie Hayter, AEW Women's Championship. Mercedes Moné, Toni Storm, AEW Women's Championship. I get it. I understand it. Britt Baker, Saraya, Deonna Purrazzo. I mean, they did it with Deonna Purrazzo. She came in. She went right into the main event scene. What makes you think they can't do that with Mercedes Moné, a bigger superstar than Deonna Purrazzo? I want to give Deonna Purrazzo her flowers. She's incredible. I was genuinely happy when she got signed to AEW, but let's stop the cap. And this is why I just love to be upfront and blunt and unfiltered with you guys. Let's be real. Let's stop. All right. Mercedes Moné is a bigger star than Deonna Purrazzo. So if they did it with Deonna Purrazzo, what makes you think they can't do that with Mercedes Moné? And if they do, I love Toni Storm, but she would have to drop the title to a Mercedes Moné. And if they do that, I know a lot of people are going to immediately think, all right, Jamie Hayter's going to come back. They're going to do Jamie Hayter versus Mercedes Moné at Wembley. Like, that's cool. We don't know what they're going to do. We don't know what Mercedes Moné is going to do in her first rivalry. I would personally have her go one-on-one with Chris Statlander. Julia Hart is the TBS champion. I would have Julia Hart versus Mercedes Moné, and I would have Julia Hart go on a fucking, just a match of a lifetime, man. Give them as long as they need, and have that match for Julia Hart be a breakout performance to let fans know, like, nah, motherfucker, I'm here. I'm her, and I need to be taken seriously. I went pound for pound with the best women's wrestler in the world in Mercedes Moné, or one of the best women's wrestlers in the world. Let me correct myself, because I know a lot of people do not agree that Mercedes Moné is the best pound for pound women's wrestler in the world. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but that's where I stand on that. But it doesn't matter. Julia Hart going one-on-one with Mercedes Moné and being in the same ring with Mercedes Moné, ladies and gentlemen, that is a big deal. So personally, for the safe bet, I would have Mercedes Moné versus Julia Hart, maybe at Double or Nothing for the TBS Championship, because Julia Hart really ain't doing nothing with it, really. I love her character development, man. It's incredible. But she really needs a quality opponent, and I think her going up against Mercedes Moné, and Julia Hart saying, you know what, I want the best. I want to show that I am the best in this women's division that has to offer. And then we get Mercedes Moné coming out. So that's an idea, Tony Khan. And I know people are going to take my idea. It is what it is, man. Y'all can take it all you want, but I know where I stand on that. And if it does happen, I mean, this sounds very cliche, but you know where you heard it here first. You feel me? It is what it is. But that's just a safe bet. I know people want to say Toni Storm, and that's cool. I do too, but just to play safe, I think a match with Julia Hart for the TBS Championship, and having Julia Hart being in a ring with Mercedes Moné, and having Mercedes Moné bring prestige to that championship, I feel like is the best bet. Let me know what you think about that. Moving on, let's talk about booking AEW's newest pay-per-view, AEW Dynasty. Now, here's the thing. Mercedes Moné and Julia Hart actually can be on this show. I would actually do it. If this is me and I'm in charge of the booking, I'm booking Julia Hart versus Mercedes Moné for the AEW TBS Championship at AEW Dynasty. That is what I'm doing. Excuse me, guys, one moment. If you guys hear that a lot, sorry. I have a runny nose. Now, outside of that match, you know, that triple threat match at Revolution was incredible, right? Swerve Strickland, like I've uttered multiple times on my show, a lot of people in the IWC really want Swerve Strickland to win that AEW World Heavyweight Championship. I kind of love that they have this pay-per-view because it kind of gives Samoa Joe maybe one more title reign before he maybe drops it to Swerve Strickland at Double or Nothing. Now, if I was in charge, how would I do this? I would actually have Hangman Adam Page versus Samoa Joe for the AEW World title and Swerve kind of say, you know what? I've beaten Hangman multiple times. You know, I got next. And then we got Joe and Swerve Strickland at Double or Nothing. And then that's when Swerve Strickland beats Samoa Joe for the AEW World Heavyweight title. I'm not saying anything out of my ass, guys. I'm being real here. You guys know I'm being very logical here. Again, I don't say things just to say things, just to be different, just to get a rise out of people. That's not me. That's not what I do. I think of logic, and I think of very, just try to be smart with what I say. You know what I mean? I think that's the best safe thing to do. Samoa Joe and Adam Page have Samoa Joe retain. And then at Double or Nothing, Samoa Joe can then lose the AEW World title against Swerve Strickland. Sorry, guys. Whew, it's kicking my ass. So that's what I would do. That's my opinion on that. Now, any other matches that I would do? You know, I don't know. It's kind of hard to kind of predict where things are going to go. I mean, if I had to say, I would say the Young Bucks capture the World Tag Team titles. And here's the thing. Who would they face, though? They faced FTR already. That happened already. So I don't know who they would really face because the tag team division, to me personally, is kind of like, I would maybe have them go one-on-one against what's that team? Aleister Black and Brody King and Buddy Murphy. I forgot their tag team name. You guys know what I'm talking about. But have the Young Bucks face them for the AEW tag team titles at AEW Dynasty. The House of Black. I knew it would come to me. The House of Black versus the Young Bucks for the AEW World Championship. Maybe at AEW Dynasty or AEW Double or Nothing. It can maybe happen at one of those shows. And I would actually love to see, I forgot the team again, bro. Listen, the team of Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy, I'm pretty sick, so I'm kind of like losing it right now, but I'm trying to hold it together. They can beat the Young Bucks maybe at Double or Nothing. So let me know what you guys think. House of Black, Young Bucks maybe at AEW Dynasty or AEW Double or Nothing, and then the House of Black can ultimately defeat the Young Bucks to capture those tag team titles and then go on a run that they rightfully deserve. I'm going to go on record right now. I think Aleister Black, Malakai Black's run in AEW has been dog shit. Yes, it's been dog shit. I have not been a fan. I know he's hurt, but I'm not taking that into consideration, yo. Tony Khan don't know how to book that motherfucker. This dude should be in the main event scene, and this dude's in a faction. That's fine, but I want to see Aleister Black, Malakai Black in the main event scene. He rightfully deserves that. So is Buddy Murphy and Brody King. The House of Black has been on and off, man. It's so inconsistent. It's actually scary. Tony Khan, you need to do better with that. But those are just some of the matches that I'm thinking of about AEW Dynasty. Let me know what you guys think about some of those matches. Speaking of some of those matches, speaking of someone that I'm genuinely a fan of, and that's Jay White. You know, a lot of people in the community, justifiably so, are sick and tired. I'm just going to get right into the meat and potatoes of it. We're sick and tired of fucking Jay White not being in the main event scene. I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. Tony Khan, you're fucking up Jay White, but I think you see what's going on. I know that you know that us fans love Jay White, and Jay White rightfully deserves to be a world champion, but I understand you can't get everybody the world championship. You cannot do that. So people are going to have to kind of fall back. People want Will Ospreay to capture that championship at Wembley. People want Swerve Strickland to soon capture that championship. People want Jay White to soon capture that championship. So you understand, it's going to be tough. You know, people want Samoa Joe to have a long, lengthy reign with the title. Honestly, it doesn't really matter how long you have the title for. It matters what you do in that reign that counts the most. Period. And Jay White definitely deserves to be in the main event scene. I'm a big fan of Jay White. I was so happy, you know, when he left New Japan Pro Wrestling. And I'm going to be honest, I thought he was going to sign with WWE. I know people are already saying, oh, we should have signed with WWE. Triple H would have treated him right. Tony Khan doesn't know what he has in a Jay White. Listen, y'all, I know y'all fans of Jay White, and I understand that, but let's just kind of wait and be patient. I know that's not the word wrestling fans want to hear, is be patient, but let's be patient. You never know what's going to happen. Anything can happen. And so I just want y'all to be ready for that. You feel me? So anything's possible. We'll see what happens. But I feel like Jay White, you know, you have so many people in the main event scene, potentially. You know, you have Bryan Danielson, Jon Moxley. You know, you have MJF. You had Kenny Omega, Eddie Kingston. People want him in the main event scene. You have so many people, man. You have Pac coming back. People want him in the main event scene. So that's just going to be crazy. Just going to be crazy. People want Will Ospreay. Let me make a point on Will Ospreay real quick. Will Ospreay is the best pro wrestler in the world today, in my personal opinion. He's the GOAT of professional wrestling right now. We make that point before someone goes fucking crazy. Oh my God, you called him the GOAT in-ring performer. No, I didn't say all the time. I said GOAT right now. Right now. The best wrestler in the world, in my opinion, is Will Ospreay. I've been saying that. Like, my nigga, let's not get this thing twisted, bro. If y'all have heard from me for so long on social media and my podcast, y'all have known I've always said Will Ospreay is one of my favorite wrestlers to watch. And he, in my opinion, is the best wrestler in the world. If y'all missed that No State Takeshita match, y'all might have to go, you know, tune into that, because that match is absolutely match of the year. I know we just started, but that match was 5 stars like I've ever seen one. So, yeah, man. Jay White, excuse me, Jay White and Will Ospreay. People want that match to happen. People were talking about Jay White's promo and saying that he kind of mentioned, or sort of slighted mentioning, Kazuchika Okada. We'll see what happens, bro. Like, I'm for it. I'm with it. But it has to make sense. You cannot just have these two men face off against each other just for the sake of doing it. It has to make sense. So that's my opinions on all the topics pertaining to AEW. Let's get into the WWE. So where everybody wanted really for me to talk about, because all my episodes, all my conversations, all of it, the reason why I even made the podcast for the most part, is all pertaining to the WWE. So I'll see you guys in a minute. I'm going to go blow my nose real quick. But when I come back, the second half of it, we're going to talk about the WWE and the conversations that I feel like need to be addressed within the wrestling community. What's up, y'all? I'm back once again. Let's get it. Now, before we continue on with the conversations with the second half talking about WWE, I seen this message on Instagram. This is incredible, man. This is a guy that has been a fan of my work since day one. He's been following me, and me and him talk on and off. Name is Derek, so I'm gonna give you guys. But he gave me a message on Instagram, and I want to read to you guys what he said. It's pretty brief. It's not that long, but I feel like this kind of hit home for me, man, and it just shows that I want to make a difference in people's lives. And I'm always going to continue to be myself, which is creative, just be unfiltered, be brutally honest, no matter what conversation on pro wrestling we talking about. I want to know that you guys can depend on me to bring you guys the wrestling wrestling talk that you guys truly deserve, and not someone that is himself and honest and most importantly creative. So this is what Derek had to say here. He said, "What's up, Jordan? How you been, bro? I just wanted to give you a little message here. I'm a big fan of your work. You know that. I've been watching since you first started in 2020. I've been following you on your podcast. I've been following you on social media as well. Your TikTok has been doing amazing. Keep up the great work, bro. Much love and respect. You bring a great perspective to pro wrestling talk that not a lot of people in the IWC really bring to the table. Don't worry. I know you're not a big fish yet, but that is soon going to come to light. You're going to get your flowers when it's all said and done. At the end of the day, you just got to be a little patient. I know that you've talked to me about, and I really shouldn't say this, but I feel like you wouldn't mind me saying this, that you told me that sometimes you feel like you're not moving anywhere and you feel like not a lot of people hear what you have to say. But at the end of the day, they do. They're just jealous of your success and your growing success. They're jealous that they don't have the creativity that you have. And they're jealous that, you know, what you bring to the table. So I just want to tell you, man, I got love for you. I appreciate you and what you bring to the table. And listen, at the end of the day, you're going to make it. I'm a fan. And when it's all said and done, you're going to conquer whatever dream that you want to conquer. If that is being a WWE creative writer, being in the business somehow, at the end of the day, you're going to conquer it. And I'm going to be right here cheering on. Much love, Derek." That was great, man. I felt like I wanted to give that to you because he literally just sent it to me right now. Me and him been talking. And there is sometimes, man, where I'll just say this. There's been sometimes where I'm doing this podcast thing and I just feel like people aren't listening to me. People don't want to listen to me. People don't care what I have to say. But I have seen this quote a long time now, and a lot of people, like other podcasters, other influencers, you know, other just pro podcasters that are in the business now, and even writers have told me, they've always said this to me, and I want to point this out. Quote, "As everyone says, everybody is watching and listening." So that's something that I can really take with me, because I do feel like people are listening and people are, you know, paying attention to what I do, what I say, how I address things, how I talk, the vibe that I get. And I've gotten a lot of positives. I haven't really got any negatives on what I do and what I bring to the table. So I want to be a wrestling fan that is, again, unfiltered, honest, blunt, passionate, very loyal to my craft. But at the end of the day, I want to be respected. That's all I care about, man. I just want to be respected. I want to be appreciative and appreciated from my peers in and around the wrestling community. And I'm going to get there when it's all said and done. So much love, Derek. Appreciate you, bro. And much love, man. Thank you. Let's get into WWE conversation, bro. We're going to start things off with this conversation that I have. Do we see Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania? This is the first topic we're going to get into on the WWE portion. Ladies and gentlemen, I actually do see Stone Cold Steve Austin appearing. Now, I've been seeing a lot of cats in the community in the IWC bring up with The Rock, Roman Reigns, you know, Jimmy, Solo, maybe Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga is rumored to be coming. Well, he actually is going to be coming into the WWE. And a lot of people are thinking that the bloodline is just going to be overbearing for Cody. He's not going to have any backup. Now, this is WrestleMania 40, okay? You don't have to have Stone Cold Steve Austin in the match. That's not needed, okay? If The Rock is going to do what he said he's going to do and stuff like that, I feel like an interaction between The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, because The Rock's going to protect Roman. Who's going to protect Cody Rhodes? Seth? We'll probably get an appearance from Seth. He'll probably fail. Maybe Randy Orton, potentially. But what about Stone Cold Steve Austin? I want to make that point because a lot of people in the community have been pointing that out. And I've kind of like thought about it. I'm like, kind of makes sense, you know? Stone Cold Steve Austin confronting The Rock and pretty much telling The Rock, like, yo, you ain't going to do what you're trying to do, bro. This is Cody's moment, and you know it. You know what I mean? And Stone Cold Steve Austin, at the end of the day, is raising Cody Rhodes' hand as the guy in WWE, gives him all the praise. And Thanos is slayed by Cody Rhodes. And I could definitely see Steve Austin making an appearance and confronting Roman Reigns and The Rock and the rest of the Bloodline. Let me know what you guys think about that potential idea. I seen it in the community, and I thought, why not bring it up as a topic on the podcast? Here's where we're going to really get unfiltered. So WWE and their women's championships, fans are calling Rhea Ripley and Io Sky's run boring and don't care about the women's tag team titles. Let me get to the women's tag team titles. Excuse me. I'm going to be as real as possible. Let me tell you something. Straight up. Katana Chance, Kenan Carter, love you guys. Shayna Baszler, Zoe Starks, you guys aren't a tag team. Let's cut the shit. Everybody that teams with Natalya, you're on a team. Let's cut the shit. I'm just being honest. Those women's tag team titles are an embarrassment. You got to get rid of them. You have no plan. Triple H, what are we doing there? What are we doing, King? You feel me? Come on. I don't understand. You have no plans for these tag team titles. You're just putting women together for the sake of doing it. And I'm going to keep repeating that. I'm going to keep repeating it. There's no motion. You know how you went motion. You feel me? There ain't no motion with these titles, bro. Let's keep it a stack, bro. Like, let's stop lying. Let's stop it with the women's tag team titles. I've been front and center in the IWC talking about you need to introduce the mid-card championships, and it's incredible that a lot of people in the IWC are actually bringing it forward. In reality, I've been saying it, but it doesn't matter that I've been saying it. It doesn't matter. I just like that there's people actually bringing it up now. You need to get rid of those women's tag team titles. You know they're not important. The pro wrestlers know what they're not important, and the fans, flat out, let's be real, they don't give a fuck about those titles. So let's stop the nonsense. Get rid of those women's tag team titles. Bring in a mid-card championship that floats between Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. The NXT women's tag team titles are trash. Get rid of those titles as well. Let's stop it. Get that mid-card championship floating between NXT, SmackDown, and Raw. Have some fun with it, man. Let's go. Have feuds in between, little rivalries in between. You build up, you have a standing, you have a ranking system for each championship. I've been saying this, bro. I've been saying this, but honestly, man, it just doesn't look like WWE is going to get rid of those women's tag team titles. And I'm kind of talking on deaf ears. I feel like at this point, a lot of us are bringing up the women's tag team titles. We're just falling on deaf ears. I don't think they're going to get rid of them. It's just, you have pointless teams. That's my problem. You have pointless teams and pointless rivalries and pointless matches that nobody, and I mean nobody, gives a fuck about those championships. Prove me wrong. Are they getting positive crowd reactions? I love the Kabuki Warriors, bro. Love Asuka. Love Kairi Sane. Nobody cares about those women's tag team titles. Well, Jordan, Bianca Belair, and Jade Cargill might team up and, you know, challenge for those titles. Okay. They could do that. You have a story with them? Do you have a long-term plan with them? Do you have reputable teams for them to challenge? Because I know what's going to happen. I know the game. You're not going to fool me. They're going to become tag team champions. And then they're going to have an instance where they get split up. One of them cost each other the championships. One of them's going to turn heel. The other one's going to be a babyface. And this is going to bleed into a potential match sometime this year or even at WrestleMania 41. And we're just going to go from there. I know the game, bro. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I will admit that I'm wrong. And they went a completely different way. But I don't know. It's not looking good to me. It's not looking good. They just don't have a plan. And that's just the bottom line. And that's where I stand on it. Now, as for Rhea Ripley and my baby, Io Sky, you feel me? Listen, I'm one of the biggest EO Sky fans in and around the IWC. Y'all know that. Lover. Big fan. A couple people in the IWC are saying that EO Sky's run's boring. She's not really doing nothing with that championship. I mean, she's had a better run than Rhea Ripley. I'm going to keep it a stat. Rhea Ripley's run. Out of Rhea Ripley and EO Sky, EO Sky's had a better run than Rhea Ripley. But that ain't saying much. The reason why EO Sky's had a better run than Rhea Ripley because EO Sky's been defending the championship a little bit more than a Rhea Ripley. Let's stop. Let's be real. I love EO Sky. I think she's great. I think she is going to lose the women's championship at WrestleMania. I'm okay with that. I know I'm a big fan of her, but I'm okay with it. It makes sense. Bayley, she's been getting her ass beat each and every week. And I think it's her time. You know, she's got to end the story off on a positive light. EO needs to get sent down to reality, and Bayley needs to act revenge successfully on EO Sky, and I think she will do that at WrestleMania 40. But the two women's championship, Matt, two women's championships, I mean, they're both not really doing well, but I'd probably pick EO more than Rhea. Rhea hasn't really done shit with the title. She hasn't really been defending it like that. Now, that's fine because she's an attraction. Let's be real, okay? The mommy persona is an attraction, okay? They're more concerned with her with Judgment Day than her defending the women's championship. And I know for a fact that they don't have a lot of challenges for her. That's why they waited so long for Becky Lynch, and that was always the plan for Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. That's why I'm going to get to my next, or not my next point. Actually, you know what? Nah, I'm going to do it. My next point. I know I was going to talk about the Liv Morgan thing last, but I'm going to talk about it now. Let's get into it. So you guys know I'm brutally honest. I say how I feel. I say what I say, and I mean what I say. All right. What the fuck is up with this Liv Morgan agenda? Oh, this is what people's reasons are. Liv Morgan has beef with Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan have a history. Liv Morgan should be the one to challenge Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. Two things. Number one, I love Liv Morgan. I love Liv Morgan. She's getting better. She's not the greatest, but she's getting better. She's trying. She really is trying. Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan is not a WrestleMania caliber match. Stop the bullshit. Please stop. Please stop, people are saying. Add Liv Morgan, make it a three-way. Why do y'all wrestling fans do this shit every fucking time? And I'm talking about the Liv Morgan fans. Why do you guys do this all the time? I'm not specifically targeting Liv Morgan fans, but she is the topic of conversation here. But what I'm mainly saying is, you know, the Charlotte Flair fans did it when it was supposed to be Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania 35. Then they made it into a triple threat. Vince added Charlotte. Like, what the fuck, bro? It should have been Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey. And then it turned out to be a triple threat because you added Charlotte. Or you got to get everybody on a card. You know what's holding... you know what's holding Liv Morgan up on her feet by a fucking string? Is that she has a history with Rhea Ripley. That's it. And you know Becky Lynch and Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan got announced for Monday Night Raw next week. What the fuck's going to happen there? What's going to happen there? Are we going to get a no contest? Nia Jax is now involved. Are we going to get a fatal four-way with Nia Jax, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan? See, I'm going to get on filter right here. You got to be fucking kidding me. That's not the plan. I understand that, but I just want to get this off my chest. You got to be kidding me. That might not happen. We still might get Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley, and actually, we need to get Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley. Liv Morgan does not deserve to be on WrestleMania, bro. At the end of the day, though, let's be real. I do see a chance where Liv Morgan gets added. I do. Are you going to keep Liv Morgan off of WrestleMania? I'm going to tell you this right now. If you are not going to keep Liv Morgan off of WrestleMania, bet your bottom dollar Nia Jax deserves a match at WrestleMania. You're going to keep Bianca Belair off WrestleMania? Fuck no. She deserves a match at WrestleMania. And Jade Cargill deserves a match at WrestleMania to showcase her talents. And I'm telling you now, I know she just came in, but Tiffany Stratton deserves a WrestleMania match. Let's stop the cap. This was my plan. Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, Jade Cargill, Nia Jax, and Bianca Belair and Tiffany Stratton. What happened? Triple H, what are we doing, man? And this is what I'm saying, man. I also want to make this point, too. I'm having like three topics in one. That's cool. WrestleMania looks like it's get taped together, bro. Let's stop. It feels like, from my vantage point, it feels like WrestleMania is getting put together just on scotch tape without no actual planning, especially for the women's side. Triple H, what are we doing, bro? What are we doing? If you want to add Liv Morgan, make it a triple threat. Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, cool. Nia Jax, Jade Cargill, and then Bianca Belair, Tiffany Stratton. What are we doing? What are we doing? Does Liv Morgan deserve to be on WrestleMania? No, she does not. Does it make sense in terms of the storyline with Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley? Yes. Motherfucker, that was a long time ago, though. It was a long time ago. But at the end of the day, even if it was a long time ago, she came back. Fans immediately was like, okay, she needs to go one-on-one with Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. Y'all motherfuckers knew we were going to get Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley, bro. They were being separated for the entire year. Y'all got to think. Y'all got to think. At the end of the day, we're going to get what we get, and I do think we're going to get Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley one-on-one. If creative adds Liv Morgan, I mean, okay. So Nia Jax deserves to be on WrestleMania. Tiffany Stratton deserves to be on WrestleMania. Jade Cargill. Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill in a tag team. Okay. Like, that's cool. That's fine. Whatever. But I just feel like Nia Jax has been really busting her ass, and I genuinely feel she deserves a match at WrestleMania. And I also think the same with Tiffany Stratton. I know she just came back, or she just came to the main roster, but the performances that she's been putting up in the social media retention that she's been garnering from the audience, it's Tiffy time. It's Tiffy time all the time. It's Tiffy time in Philadelphia. Stop playing with me, bro. Come on. Y'all know she deserves to be on WrestleMania, just like Nia Jax deserves to be on WrestleMania, just like Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair deserve to be on WrestleMania. Does Liv Morgan deserve to be on WrestleMania? You can say so, yes. So figure it out. Figure it out. I don't know if Nia Jax is going to be added. I don't know if Tiffany Stratton is going to be added to WrestleMania. I genuinely don't. I have no idea. Because Jade Cargill was eyeing, speaking of Jade Cargill was eyeing Io Sky. But people want Jade Cargill versus Bianca Belair. Y'all gotta cut it out with that versus Bianca Belair stuff. Please. We're not getting that. We're probably going to get them as a tag team. And then later down the line, we're going to get Jade Cargill versus Bianca Belair. But they got to be a team first. That's probably what's going to happen. Bianca Belair is probably going to teach Jade Cargill the ropes and all this other stuff, right? Y'all niggas are rushing Jade Cargill anyways. I get it. It's WrestleMania. I understand that. And I'm agreeing with you, but it's just the way that you guys are rushing her. Oh, she's got to be at WrestleMania. She's got to be at WrestleMania. Nobody ain't got to be at WrestleMania. Triple H is going to put the people that he wants to put on WrestleMania. Rather, I like it, you like it or not. Simple. I don't know. I don't know if Jade Cargill is going to be at WrestleMania. I don't know if she's going to partner up with Bianca Belair because Jade Cargill was looking at Io Sky. I don't know what's going to happen. Especially with the women's situation at WrestleMania, outside of the two world title matches. You got a crazy situation, Triple H. I trust you, though. I trust you to do the right thing, but I feel like the women that I named, they do deserve to be on WrestleMania, so you're going to have to figure it out, boss. I trust you, though. So, yeah, because I kind of talked about Jade Cargill. I talked about WrestleMania, how it kind of feels rushed. It just feels like they're just coming up with matches just randomly. And I don't like that. I don't like that. I talked about the Liv Morgan stuff. So I kind of talked about everything all in one conversation here. So I appreciate everybody tapping in. That's it. I got to get out of here because my nose is bothering me. So I appreciate the support, y'all. Love you guys. Be sure to comment down below on today's topics on AEW and WWE. Let me know what you guys think. Subscribe to my official YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. Follow me on Twitter at JT Takeover. Follow me on Instagram, same thing, at The Wrestling Takeover, and same thing on TikTok, tiktok.com/The Wrestling Takeover. I'll see you guys next time. This has been Jordan Turner, our host, The Wrestling Takeover. You guys have a good one.